Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
So is magnesium the missing link to better health? Magnesium
yes,
deficiency
is
at, yeah, well, there's Dr. Dean. Dr. Dean's coming on right now. Dr. Dean is my guest. We're going to talk about magnesium deficiency and how it's really just, you know, reached epidemic proportion. Dr. Carolyn Dean is the author of The Magnesium Miracle, and she also has a really good free booklet called Magnesium, The Missing Link to Better Health. Dr. Dean, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Thank you very much. Sorry for interrupting you, but I'm used to doing 1 and 2 hour shows. So when you tell me we have about 20 minutes, I know I have to speed talk.
That's okay. You didn't steal my thunder or anything. I got the main points out that I wanted to get out there. I pulled this quote, and I think this is from your book called The Magnesium Miracle. So I want to read this verbatim and then ask you a question, okay? You
sure.
said, or you wrote, as a result of modern farming methods, the depletion of vital minerals and nutrients from our soils and foods is likely a root cause of America's health problems, with over 75% of Americans not getting their RDA of the vital nutrients like magnesium. That's a scary number. Is it really all beginning with our soils? Are our soils that poor, Dr. Dean?
They are, Dr. Smith. What happens is year by year when the plants grow and they're taken out of the soil, they take the minerals with them. And if the farmers don't replace minerals, then how can they be in the soil? So they've been absent for a long time. In the introduction to my book, I wrote about a 1934 Senate committee hearing where they were talking about that very thing, that we're developing a fat nation because people keep trying to eat foods to get their nutrients, but the foods are empty. And on top of that, I've found out that herbicides like Roundup bind magnesium and remove at least 50% of it from the soil. So even if there's a little bit there, it's going to be bound up with these chemicals. Also, calcium tends to remain in the soil longer in more quantity than magnesium. So that increases our calcium in our diet compared to magnesium. And we know now how bad it is for people to take a lot of calcium without having their magnesium. You know, women who take calcium supplements have a much higher risk of heart disease.
So when you think about the soil surveys that were done in the 1920s and 30s, which way back then they were concerned, I guess we really haven't done much to replenish the soils. At least in this country, it's not surprising that we have these deficiencies, right? So when we focus on magnesium, it does so many things in the body, Dr. Dean. How would you categorize magnesium? Is there a label you can give it that kind of helps our listeners to understand overall what it's doing for us?
Well, let's call it a generalist. It has so many rules. I put about 5 of them in my Magnesium Miracle book. I'm doing a third edition now, and I came up with, you know, like 10 more, because it's, it works with muscles and nerves. It helps muscles contract and nerves relax after their firing phase. And that goes hand in hand with calcium, because calcium causes muscle contraction, causes nerve firing. So they have to work together. And if you don't have enough magnesium compared to the calcium, you're going to get sustained muscle contraction and sustained nerve excitation. So this can cause, you know, so many symptoms. I mean, even infertility from muscle contraction of the fallopian tubes, you know, and that's also including your heart attacks, which are the heart muscle going into spasm, high blood pressure with your blood vessel muscles going into spasm, any sort of Charlie horse, any sort of nerve twitching or spasm, even pain and inflammation. So just, you know, around those two aspects. And then we get to the over 325 different enzyme systems in the body that require magnesium for their activity. The most important one there is adenosine triphosphate, which is the energy molecule in the body. So if you don't have enough magnesium, you don't have energy. And then you get
irritable.
Right,
so it's affecting basically every system in the body is what it sounds like. In your little booklet here, and I say little, it's actually 32 pages full of awesome information about magnesium. Mm-hmm. You mentioned in the first chapter, you like to call it also the stress mineral. Because
yes,
you make this interesting link. When you look at all the reactions that occur in the body to stress, a stressful event, many of those things that you could list out involved in that stress response, magnesium plays a role. So we know people are stressed out today. Do you think there's a direct link to the magnesium deficiency there?
Absolutely. I mean, the stress of your adrenal glands having to pump when you're, you know, active, either emotionally active or physically active, you lose magnesium. You sweat it out when you do athletics. You, during surgery, for example, you'll lose a lot of magnesium. When you take any drug, especially a lot of the drugs today, I'm sure you know, Dr. Smith, a lot of them are fluoride molecules attached to these drugs to make them stronger and more active. Well, fluoride binds up magnesium and makes it unavailable to the body. So, yeah, there are so many stresses. And is that the booklet from the Nutritional Magnesium Association that you're talking about?
I think so, yeah. I think this is where I pulled this up. It's that little 32-page booklet that was also associated with some of the information I did my research on. Yeah. Let's for a sec, Dr. Dean, let's go back to the soils. So here we have all these depleted soils. It doesn't sound like our foods are going to be able to supply a lot of magnesium, but are there still some foods out there that we could focus on that are still good sources of magnesium?
Yes, I think the way we'd look at that is foods from the sea, because seawater has three times the magnesium as calcium. So that's your seaweeds and fish. Well, a fish with bones will give you some magnesium and your calcium. Deep green leafy vegetables will have more magnesium. Nuts and seeds are high in magnesium because the nuts and seeds, which will create a new plant, have to have magnesium in them to help grow. So those are the main foods.
Let me ask you, so, but based on the fact that, you know, we know the soils are so depleted and stuff, and we do want to be eating those types of food sources, I agree. I'm not so sure if we can get the average American to eat more seaweed. That might be a tough one for us to do. But but what about, so, but how important is supplementation then, though, for the average American out there?
I think it's huge. I try to start with diet and everything I recommend to people, but by the time I was halfway through this magnesium research, this was back in the late 90s, I wrote the first Magnesium Miracle book, I realized I had to talk about supplements. So supplements are absolutely vital to get our the proper amount for our body to work properly.
Yeah, and interesting in this little booklet of, and I keep saying little booklet, it's not that little, but in the magazine booklet that you wrote, you list out about 68 different types of symptoms or disease states that absolutely need to have magnesium, you know, supplementation. So where can people find the Magnesium Miracle and also pick up this booklet? Do you have a website that they can go to?
Yes, my website is drcarolyndean.com. That booklet, though, is freely available at nutritionalmagnesium.org, which is our nonprofit magnesium educational center. People can also go to blogs that I've written.
Looks like
I have the 100 factors listed in a blog called Gauging Magnesium Deficiency.
Okay. That's awesome. Dr. Dean, thank you so much for coming in and talking about this very important deficiency of magnesium. I believe in supplementation myself. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.